The same message, different messengers. Abraham said to him, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them." Luke chapter 16, verse 29, New King James Version. This is the key Bible verse for our Come and See devotional today. Jesus states that there was a poor man known as Lazarus who could not afford even the basic things of life, and there was also a rich man who had the best of life. They both died and rose into the realm of no return, which is common with everyone, for we will die someday and then be judged. Lazarus had lost everything except his vital soul, but he was given room in Father Abraham's bosom. On the other hand, the rich man who had gained the whole world but lost his soul, as well as his name, since Jesus did not mention it, became a guest of the devil, the tormentor. The rich man, in his endless torment, gazed up into heaven and made a request for a drop of water to cool his tongue. In doing this, he did not only ask for the right thing, but he also asked the right person, Father Abraham, who once gave strangers water to wash their feet while he was on earth. But they were no longer on earth, and the father of faith could not help, for he said, "Between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us." Luke chapter 16, verse 26, New King James Version. Since there is no second chance in eternity, the rich man then requested someone from the dead to warn his relatives and friends about the consequences of living carelessly as he lived while on earth. Again, Abraham said to him, "If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rise from the dead." Luke chapter 16, verse 31, New King James Version. When we look around, we see that the same message is still being preached today and has not changed. The message of hope, absolute obedience to the Word of God, Christ died to save our sins, etc. Indeed, is the same message that is being preached all over the world to the same recipient, which is the human race. On the other hand, the messengers and medium of conveying the message may differ, but the validity of the message is enduring and remains unchanged. Are we influenced by the message we have heard so far? It would be tragic if any one of us were to meet with a nameless rich man in eternity, because we might ask the same question he asked Father Abraham. Therefore, we must ensure that we spend eternity in heaven with Jesus Christ and also joined by our families. Joshua chapter 24, verse 15b, New King James Version states, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Heaven is big enough to accommodate all souls. Let us pray. Father, by your grace and mercy, help me to spend eternity with you in heaven. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. This message was brought to you by Evangelical Ministries International, EMI. We know this message has been a blessing to you. Please share your testimonies with us by visiting our website, www.evangelicalministries.org, or contact us on info@evangelicalministries.org. God bless you. He'll be there.